Hello, thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 33 today, verses 14 through 16. Jeremiah 33, verses 14 through 16. It says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness." Now, folks, the next question, we've already looked yesterday at how God promises to restore the fortunes of Jerusalem and Judah, but how would they experience it? They had to wait by faith and patience. So we looked at yesterday. But now we see through whom God is going to do it. Because of man's sin, man has to be the one to make things right. But man can't, because we're sinful and we're not holy enough to make things right. But that's why God planned that it could be a man who was man and God. God who is sinless and man who will cover the sins of man, and his name is Jesus. You're going to see in the prophecies prior to this, when Jeremiah says this, this isn't the first time God's given us this glimpse. But again, remember, in those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. And in those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. Folks, Isaiah had already prophesied about this righteous branch. Listen to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It says, "To us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." It says, "Of the increase of government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." Then in chapter 11, Isaiah gives us even more. He says, "There shall come forth from the stump of Jesse," Isaiah chapter 11, starting in verse 1, "there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins." So at this point, when Jeremiah is prophesying and God's speaking through him, Isaiah had already prophesied to the people of Israel how there was going to be a child born, and his name was going to be Mighty God. A son is given. He's going to be Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, and he is going to rule and reign on the earth forevermore. Then he goes and says that a shoot or a stump from Jesse, as you know, Jesse gave birth to David, and from David came this righteous branch. And all through that passage in Isaiah chapter 11, kept describing how is going to be righteousness, righteousness, righteousness. Now here in Jeremiah chapter 33, we get some more. It says, "Days are coming when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David." He's of the shoot of Jesse. "And he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land," just like Isaiah has been prophesying. "And in those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell securely." Again, not happened yet. It's coming future. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. Now, we have had a benefit in the fact that we know that this one that was prophesied has come already to the earth, and he lived the sinless life, and he died as the sacrifice for the sins of man. Now, when he comes back, he's coming back as this ruler and this righteous king. And the Jews who rejected him will be given grace, and they'll run to the wilderness, and they'll find mercy in the wilderness, and they will look on him whom they pierced, and they'll grieve, and he'll forgive their sin. He'll erase their sin debt, put his spirit within them, and cause them to move and follow his decrees. And together with them, we too, who are a part of the church, will come back to this earth and rule and reign with Jesus across the globe. It's going to be an amazing day. But God's the one who's doing it, and it's all through Jesus. Praise him today. Thank him for everything, because it's all about him. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.